it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's what we do, baby. Back on a Monday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on this early edition, as we get you started for the week ahead, we'll tell you about our bets, all the action in week one in the NFL, including an absolute banger on Sunday Night Football. What a game. We'll also name a winner of the weekend, Monday MVP, week two in college football, Billy Napier on the hot seat in Florida, of course, baseball, and then we'll get you set for Vikings and Bears in Chicago on Monday Night Football. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. The alarm came early this morning after last night's game, but my goodness, for a regular season game, this certainly had a postseason feel to it, and one of the most entertaining regular season games I think I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, this is the NFL's dream, right? You have week one, like Thursday night was great. Tons of drama even before the game with Jalen Carter spitting and all that, but still, people are talking about it. And then today, people are going to wake up, and the first thing they're going to say is, oh, God, another week. And they're going to say also, it was worth it. Did you see that game? I mean, I love it when a game or a matchup lives up to expectations, and boy, did that ever. We're going to get all into it, but it was awesome.
Oh, something happened in my house. I'm not sure what that was, but here's the thing. Like, people love to complain about, like, little things in the NFL. Remember on Friday when people were like, oh, the red zone has commercials now? Shaking my fist, I'm not going to watch. Yes, you are. Like, the NFL is the greatest show on TV, and that's why Roger Goodell can do whatever the hell he wants. Yeah. If he wants to make more money, if he wants to send a game to the moon, you know what we're going to do? We're going to sit here, we're going to watch every single minute of it. And last night was proof.
Roger Goodell could spit in your face, and he'd be like, hey, you have dry skin. This is good for you. You'd be like, yeah, you're probably right, and just rub it in. Like, Roger, know what he's talking about.
Or
we'll watch the game.
I spit first.
Yeah. That's true. I did kind of spit in his area, so maybe I was taunting him. He's right. He's right about that. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the card here before we get into last night's game. Man, this was a good weekend for everybody.
Hell yeah. It was a great weekend across the board. Even our pick six plays. I don't remember what your college game was, but I know your NFL games were like no sweat winners. So best bets of the day for me, or the weekend, I should say, go 2-0, had Daniel Jones over 5.5 rush attempts for my best bet of the day. We know Danny Dimes, has a little speed to him, and he, carried it 7 times in that huge win for the Colts over the Dolphins on Sunday. Then I also had an alt line parlay on Calvin Ridley, banking on the fact that I knew that he would get a bunch of targets. It was a terrible day for Calvin Ridley. He had a bunch of really bad drops, but he still got this alt line of 3 catches, 25 plus receiving yards. He finished with 4 catches and 27 yards. So right in there, but we will take it.
Absolutely. I had a 4-1 weekend. I needed it. Tough start to the week, but finished strong. Had a couple baseball wins on Friday. I did have a loser laying 21 with Navy. I should have gone with the over. I just knew it. Taking on UAB. But then got a couple of NFL wins yesterday. Jags -3. Titans team total under 17 and a hook. They score 12. So again, 4-1 there. Donkster was laying 2.5 with the Niners against the Seahawks. Niners win 17-13. So we finish out last week. You go 5-3-1. I go 6-4-1. The Donkster 3-1. Winners all around. Unfortunately, Double D's degenerate parlay, 2-6, but he did have odds of 194-1. So credit for that. And the show parlay goes 3-1. So that close here on the Daily Tip. It is on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great Monday morning. Appreciate you being with us as always. And let's get into Sunday Night Football, because the Bills find a way. Beating the Ravens 41-40, the Bills getting a point. They're -105 on the money line. Total set at 50.5. The over hits. What a remarkable game. The Ravens start off behind. They're down 7-0 early to the Bills, but then Derrick Henry with a monster game. 18 carries, 169 yards, 2 touchdowns. In fact, the Ravens on top, 40-25 in the fourth quarter with about 4 minutes to play. But then here comes Buffalo. Josh Allen, touchdown pass to Keon Coleman. Bills within eight. Bills' defense forces Henry into a fumble. So the Bills punch it in with just under 2 minutes to play.
Allen reaches over the pylon or the goal line for the touchdown.
That's Mike Tirico on NBC. But the Bills missed the two-point conversion. So instead of being tied at 40, they're down 40-38. The Buffalo defense holds again. They've got 86 seconds left on the clock. Josh Allen marches his team down the field. Nine plays, 66 yards, and incredibly, Matt Prater has a chance to win it.
32 yards! Prater made it! And the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning comeback win!
Great call for Mike Tirico there. The Bills 16 points, Chelsea, in the final 4 minutes of the game. Again, 41-40. What a comeback, what a game.
Yeah, what a game and what a showing from Josh Allen. I think everybody was wondering how he would come back this season after winning the MVP. Boy, does he look more like an MVP than ever. Absolutely delivering in the final 4 minutes of this game. So Josh Allen, we know, has always been good. But Jenks, how excited are you allowed to be over this win as a Bills fan? Because on the surface, I would say, what a game. This is one of the best regular season games I've ever seen. You took down a really good opponent in the AFC. But when you give up 50 points on the defense, like, that doesn't make me feel great. And I do understand that you are defending some absolute unicorns on the other side and Lamar Jackson, King Henry, who had an uncharacteristic fumble down the stretch. But I do think when you have Josh Allen, it fixes a lot of things. So I know that their defense looked pretty much like the Bengals' defense in this one. But still, this is the type of competition you're going to be seeing in the AFC. So what a win from Josh Allen and company.
This was massive for the Bills. It's massive for Bills fans. Even Josh Allen was like, I saw a lot of people headed towards the exits. We were down 15 points with 4 minutes to play. He was like, you missed what we do. And you missed an incredible game. This is one of those games that will go down in Bills lore. I know it's only week one. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff to clean up. I see some fans, even after a win, complaining about, ooh, we didn't do this well. Hey, man, it's week one in the National Football League. If you got a dub, you got a dub. And this was massive for Buffalo. Not only did they have that comeback, but then Josh Allen just elevated his game in a way that few quarterbacks in this league can do. That's why he is the MVP. And to do it on Sunday Night Football against a hell of a football team, against the Ravens, you can't ask for much more than this. And yeah, they'll clean up some things. And also down the line, if you're talking about playoff positioning, I know there's a long season ahead of us, but little wins like this that maybe we don't think about in the long term can end up having a lot of significance. Just, you can't put words on this one. This was a fantastic victory for Buffalo.
Yeah, this could be a huge deciding factor on who gets home field advantage.
Yeah.
You know, in the playoffs. And when you have such a good home crowd, like,
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo does, that is a huge, huge help. I think I said they gave up 50 points. I meant to say 40. You know what I was saying. But on the other end, Ravens fans have to be absolutely sick to their stomachs because you have all this offensive weaponry, and yet you see this trend of Ravens blowing games. Games that are supposed to be easy winners. John Harbaugh now has blown 17 double-digit second-half leads. That's the most by any coach since at least 1991. Like, what do you do with that? Like, on one hand, you have these highlight reel-worthy plays where every time I looked up, it looked like King Henry was running for 46 yards. Lamar Jackson was scrambling out of pressure for another bananas pickup of, like, 37 yards. But then you have a coach and some of the play calling that was reminiscent of last year, where you would think if you're running the ball that effectively, you should be able to hold on to a lead. That is basic principles of football. If you can run the ball, you should be able to run down the clock and keep the ball away from an opposing quarterback. So, Jenks, how should Ravens fans be feeling this morning?
They should be pretty bummed this morning. Both of these quarterbacks are incredible, okay? But I will say there are a faction of fans out there that believe that Lamar doesn't get it done in big games. I don't think it's necessarily fair. And you wonder, okay, well, why does Lamar have so much more pressure on him than Josh Allen? And I think the prevailing thought is that Lamar has more built-in advantages with Derrick Henry in the backfield, maybe with the entire team that the Ravens have around him. Whereas you look at the Bills, and sometimes it's like, Josh, just, all right, just go out there and win it. And he just does. He does that again and again and again. And last night was a perfect example of that. In the NFL, when you have a 15-point lead with 4 minutes to play, you should always win that game. I think the percentage that the Ravens had to win that game was, you know, something in the mid-90s. Like, there's no way they should lose that game. When you give a game away, and certainly Josh Allen deserves a lot of credit, but that fumble was massive, allowing the Bills to march down the field late, 86 seconds to play, and it's just one pass after another. They set up for a field goal. If you're the Ravens, yeah, you're taking it hard this morning. Again, week one, but you should not have lost this game.
Well, because it's also a trend. Like, it'd be one thing if it was just like a few random instances, but here's another number on it. The Ravens have now lost 8 games since 2021, in which they at one point at least had a win probability of at least 90%. That's 3 more than the next closest team. So, like, Ravens fans, you are not, you know, gaslighting yourself. Like, this is definitely something that has happened for a long time. But going back to the Bills, like, I think people had their question marks about the defense. Well, actually, let me say one other thing before we go back to the Bills. It is absolutely wild to me that both of these quarterbacks have combined for 0 Super Bowl rings. I feel like that changes this year. Don't you think?
Either
Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, like, especially over the weekend, seeing what the Chiefs looked like. And I know we've seen this story before where the Chiefs look terrible and then all of a sudden they win the Super Bowl. But it's crazy. Like, the level of play we saw last night, it was like football nirvana. So the fact that Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have no Super Bowl rings is absolutely wild.
That's got to change, doesn't it? It has to.
Yeah.
It has to. I'm sticking with the Bills. That's my preseason prediction. And also, the Ravens lost by a point on the road. Probably should have won the game. You know, so am I going to be stunned at the end of the year if we're talking about the world champion Baltimore Ravens? No, I'm not. But this is kind of how I expect it to play out between these two teams. It's going to be really close. One team will have that home field advantage, but it certainly looks like now, and I always hate coming to these big conclusions when the sample size is small, because the Chiefs still have the talent, but there is a possibility. I think maybe we're starting to see that Kansas City is maybe falling off a touch. Maybe.
We've said that before, Jenks.
I know. That's why I don't want to lean into it too much, you know? Still the Chiefs.
But they didn't look great.
They didn't. I mean, that's true. They did
so,
not.
So, like, all we can react to is what we have seen with our own eyes.
Yeah.
And I think it's very difficult to watch last night's game and say, one of these two teams is coming out of the AFC. Like, maybe you still have those questions about the Ravens in the postseason and in the clutch, because that is a real thing. Again, we have plenty of trends and plenty of data to back that up. But, yeah, what a season it's going to be in the AFC. I do feel like after watching Sunday's games, like, those two teams feel like they're in a class of their own. Like, obviously, we'll include the Chiefs because, you know, respect. But, like, I had to sit there and watch the Titans and the Broncos. And, Jenks, you had to play in that game.
Woof.
Let me tell you, it was like watching a different species of football. Like, you turn this on, you're like, oh, this is how it's supposed to go. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's how a quarterback's supposed to throw a football. That's how you pick up a first down. DeAndre Hopkins makes bananas plays where he catches it with one hand. That's the thing. We had so many things go on in this game that will be just like lost in the sauce because the Ravens didn't win. But do yourself a favor. If you haven't watched the highlight reel on this game, do it. It is absolutely worth your time.
I thought you were going to say, if you haven't watched the highlight reel between the Broncos and Titans,
Oh,
lock
no,
in.
Not
that lock in.
It's
if you like field goals, missed opportunities, sacks, and footballs getting fumbled all over the field, this is the game for you. I was keeping up because I was doing Commanders. My mother-in-law was in town, and so I was entertaining her and the lovely Catherine, and I'm on my phone. Like, I'm all over the place, and every time it looked like a team was going to drive in that game, it was like turnover, field goal,
penalty.
Field goal. I can't imagine watching that game live. That would have been... Wolf, good on you for sticking through and supporting your team, because that was a tough one.
Well, Jenks, did you see the Titans last year? They got the first overall pick in the draft.
I did. I was like, the Titans are back.
I'm used to this. It's Titans
That's
football,
a conversion
baby.
That they couldn't convert on a 4th and inches deep in Denver territory. Oh, that's a fumble. And also, when, you know, you're a rookie quarterback. I saw the record this morning. I think there's been one rookie quarterback over the last 20 years who has gotten a win. It was Caleb Williams. Who was it? In his first start. Like, just doing that in the NFL and getting a dub is just impossible to do. So give the man
great
some time.
Great tease for Monday night.
There we go. Could be tonight. Mm. Coming up next year on the show, the G-Men take an L in week one. But does that mean a quarterback change is in the cards for Big Blue? More NFL next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.